The Children's Catechism question for this week is number 110. What is the first petition? And the answer is, Hallowed be thy name. Now we're going to have other catechism questions for the content of what that means. But for this week, in question number 110, we just want to notice that this is the petition that has the first priority. Jesus is teaching us to pray. He teaches us to pray to God the Father in particular, our Father, which art in heaven. And the first and great thing that he teaches us to pray is, Hallowed be thy name. This is because God's name, the triune name for the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, tells us or communicates to us who God is, and the name Father that is given here communicates to us that within the Godhead there are the three persons, and the first person of the Godhead is the Father. Now it belongs to God's glory in himself, that he is entirely, infinitely, gloriously committed to himself. God's holiness is not only with reference to the creature, so that he is other than. When creatures think about God and his holiness, that seems to us to be the nature of his holiness, that he is other than we are, which of course is wonderfully true, but God did not need to make us to become holy. He is holy in and of himself. And in his holiness in the Trinity, his holiness cannot mean other than, because the holiness of the Father doesn't make him other than the Son, or other than the Spirit. No, the holiness of God is the intensity, the infinite intensity, which I guess is a contradiction in terms, but we're touching now upon infinities and divinity that is beyond our comprehension. The inherent holiness of God is the intensity of his devotion within himself and to his own glory. So the chief petition, the first petition of the prayer that the Son teaches us to pray to the Father by the help of the Spirit is, unsurprisingly, along the same lines as the chief end of man. For even within the Godhead, the Son prays, and we see him in John 17 saying, Holy Father, as he begins to pray for us about things that touch all the way back into the glory that was shared within the Godhead before the world began, and the love that was shared within the Godhead before the world began. And so this really is the chief request, the reason for everything, that God, who has this glory and this love and this intensity of devotion and adoration and fellowship within himself from all eternity, would display, would make known to us as creatures what he is like in himself. And that will be, there really aren't words. He uses words that mean we don't have words, like amazing, which literally means it shuts down your mind. It's from the word muse, for being able to think. Amusing neutralizes thought. We don't want to be amused people. But amazing is beyond our ability to think. And this is what God has planned for us. This is what he's carrying out by the rest of the petitions. As his kingdom comes and his will is done, and he does everything for us that is necessary unto those things, he is bringing us to the place where his great design, the reason for which he created all things, that he might redeem creatures in his Son by his Spirit, to know the holiness of the Father, and of course also of the Son and of the Spirit, but it is especially to know the holiness of the Father that the first petition will be. And we'll cover more about the content of the first petition next week. It's just necessary to think a little bit about it to understand why the first petition is the first one. Why is this one the first one? Because it is the chief petition. All of the other petitions, everything else that ever happens, is to serve this end, that God's name would be hallowed, that the Father's name would be hallowed in his Son and by his Spirit. And he has especially elected to do that by glorifying his Son as the Redeemer of the Church. So we'll hear more about that wonderful subject, if the Lord spares us, next week. And if he doesn't, we'll know unimaginably more about it. All right, so the question is, what is the first petition? And Sophia, your answer is, hallowed be thy name. What is the first petition?
Hallowed be thy name.
Praise God.